Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out the topic we've been exploring this week. And this week, we've been looking at the story of Joseph in the Old Testament. Story of Joseph, the favorite son of Jacob, also known as Israel, who was resented by his brothers, sent away as a slave, thrown in jail, released from jail, and eventually became the essentially prime minister of Egypt, helping them through a time of famine. And then at the end of yesterday, we saw that he established his family in Egypt where they could be safe, where they could eat well, and was taking care of his family. Despite all that had happened, despite all the ways that his brothers had hurt him, he was going to help them, preserve them and their families, even though the father was dead. He wasn't just caring for them because his father was alive. He was doing it because it was the right thing to do. So I asked you yesterday how this story might be pointing us towards Jesus. Maybe it was clear to you, maybe it wasn't. It's sometimes challenging to see these parallels. Sometimes there's just these little parallels, some which might matter and might be intentional, some which might be coincidence, but there are little parallels we can see. First of all, there's the connection of these two garments. There's Joseph's coat being ripped up and bloodied by his brothers to make it appear like he's been attacked and to show his father that he's gone and supposedly dead, even though that's not true. When Jesus died, we see his garments being ripped up, divided amongst people who are supposedly his brothers. Even though he was God come to earth, he came as a human being, was a brother to us all in one way or another. So there was a sense there that he was betrayed by his brothers. Jesus was betrayed by his brothers who ripped up his clothes and thought they'd gotten away with something. There's also the sense that after Jesus' death and resurrection, he ascended to the right hand of God, the King of the universe. Here we see Joseph at the right hand of the King of Egypt, who in Egypt was considered a god. So we can see a parallel there of the one who the human race thought they'd gotten rid of turned out to be God, and sitting at the right hand of God the Father, ruling over the universe. And in the same way, in Joseph's story, we see the one that the brothers are trying to get rid of turns out to be now sitting at the right hand of the King of Egypt, ruling over basically all the food that's left. There's some parallels there. And some of them are kind of interesting. Kind of fun to look for them. There might be others too if you take a look. But the biggest and most important parallel of all is this. It's that ultimately this story points us towards Jesus, redeeming all the brokenness, all the horrible situations, all the sin and evil in our world. In Joseph's story, we see God redeeming the situation. It's a bad situation. Nobody wants Joseph to have to go through it. But since he does, God decides to use it and redeem it and make it worthwhile, even though it doesn't look like it's going to be worthwhile at all. So there's some good out of bad there. That's what God does for the entire world through Jesus. He takes what appears to be a broken, messed up, evil world that shouldn't be that way, but it is that way. And he decides to make something good happen out of that. He decides to redeem the value that's locked up in the world and hidden away. Here we see a sense of how the promise, the covenant given to Abraham, that his descendants were going to bless the entire world. Here we see a hint of how that's actually going to happen. We see some signs that God is working towards his plan to redeem the entire world as we see it in microcosm here in this story. We see God redeeming this one story. There's a sense that he might just be able to redeem the entire world, to bless the entire world through another exceptional individual, not Joseph, but Jesus, who is going to be betrayed by his brothers too, and who would forgive them for that. That's the really exciting thing in this story. We see Joseph forgiving the very people who hurt him most, who deserve nothing from him, and yet he gives them everything they need. He forgives them, he loves them, he cares for them. It's what we see with Jesus as well. The human race is responsible for his death, and yet he rises again and invites us to join him in his risen life, to be raised from the dead with him not because we deserve it, but because he's decided to forgive us, to redeem us. He's paid the price to release all the value that so far appears to have been lost in us because of our problem with sin. He releases that, makes us valuable once again. Dying on a cross, some of Jesus' last words were, "Father, forgive them. They just don't know what they're doing." If that doesn't bring out the parallels between Joseph's story, forgiving his brothers, even though they're the ones who hurt him most, and Jesus' story, forgiving us as the ones who hurt God most, I don't know what else would. This is what Joseph does. This is what Jesus does. This is what God does. So he doesn't make excuses for the broken things in our world, the evil, but rather he deals with it. He redeems it, and he can redeem the pain and brokenness in your life too. This is what he does. It's his business. It's a pattern throughout the Bible and throughout the lives of people today too, that God can take any broken, messed up life, worthless as it might feel, and he can redeem it. He can transform it into something of value and of worth. God can do that in your life too. So your challenge for today is to think a little bit about what areas of your life are broken. What areas of your life feel worthless and empty? What areas of your life need redemption? Ask Jesus to redeem you, to pay for all that brokenness, all that evil, all that sin, to pay the price for it with his blood, to die for you. So there's your challenge for today. Hope you'll share that with a group or with somebody else in your life who could use some good news like this about redemption, about hope. Don't forget, we read the Bible in sync as a community too, so check our website or app to see what today's Bible reading is. Well, have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect. Bye for now.